From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. We've long regarded concern over climate change as an environmental issue, but is it also a civil rights issue? The NAACP is calling on Florida leaders to expand the state's renewable energy use and make energy more affordable. The recommendations are part of a report out today examining how climate change and energy policy affect people of color. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, Amy Green has this report.
The report finds Florida is most reliant on coal despite a strong potential for clean energy. Jackie Patterson is the report's lead author. She says low-income residents pay a greater share of their incomes toward energy. She also says African Americans are left out of energy jobs and suffer from health problems associated with energy production.
These statistics demonstrate that not only are African Americans not part of decision-making for our energy choices, but we are disproportionately experiencing the harms from energy production processes and getting a trace amount of the economic benefits from the energy sector.
Patterson and other NAACP leaders discussed the findings outside Orlando's Stanton Energy Center. They say low-income residents pay more for energy because often they live in less efficient housing. I'm Mimi Green in Orlando.
Going once, going twice. Sold to the city of Pembroke Pines, an old women's prison in unincorporated Broward County. The prison, which closed down in 2012, once housed notorious murderers Judy Bueno Año and Eileen Muornos. On Friday, Pembroke Pines put in the winning bid of $13 million, beating out developer Ron Bergeron. Pembroke Pines officials say the city bought the 66-acre plot to control what happens with it. The land is zoned for industrial use, but is located near houses. City commissioners say they will be deciding what to do with the site within the next few months. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.